Speaking of ladies, I got to get to the phones. Andrea joins us on the phone right now in the Bay Area, our Virgo in service. She joins us right now on the show. We're going to have five burning questions coming up at 12:20 a.m. Eastern. But I have to welcome in Andrea. She's been on hold the longest. She's first up on CBS Sports Radio, and she is a coveted guest in my own right. You know I love you, Andrea. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, tell me, thank you, Ken. Happy New Year and happy
same
full
to you.
Moon.
Same to you. Same to you and the folks that are close to you, Andrea. Tell me about what's going to happen with Jack Del Rio now.
Yeah, check this out. Jack Del Rio, April 4th, 1963, Castro Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Aries, and Mercury is a very important planet in terms of communicating with teams, team owners, players. And Pluto, planet of power, power struggles, is squaring his Mercury, which is basically power struggles, and losing intellectual power struggles, winding up in arguments, having to deal with people that lack sensitivity and tact, trying to overpower him or manipulate him.
Oh.
So basically, you know, he was getting criticized through the season, obviously, you know, when the season took a turn. And, you know, curiously, they ended up with the same record as the 49ers, who were on the way up, and the Raiders were struggling with Saturn opposing Derek Carr's Mars. But I digress. So Mercury, a lot of worries, problems. So no matter how much Del Rio tried to explain himself, he felt isolated and misunderstood.
I like Jack Del Rio because of the leather jackets, I got to admit. But I tell you what, if you're going for a big fly and you actually do got John Gruden coming there, I'm sorry. I can understand it, Andrea. I really can.
Right,
I get
here's
that.
Here's the thing. I mean, as much as, you know, Jack Del Rio was an Aries and he had this, you know, kind of inspiring quality, you can't beat a Leo. John Gruden, I remember when he coached the Raiders years ago. And you know what? He's from Ohio, Ken. He's from Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a Cleveland Browns fan.
Well, he was. I don't know if he's much of one now.
Yeah, he was.
Can you interpret my dream I had last night? I had a dream the Browns won 20-16.
Yeah, you know, I saw
it was wrong
on Twitter, and then I got all these people, you know, following up on that. So can you elaborate
this
on that?
I said I had a dream. I woke up. I had a dream that they won 20-16, and in my dream I was like, all right, enjoy your day, and no more Browns parade, none of that stuff. It's whatever. And that's it. I remember looking distinctly at my closet, like I was getting dressed.
Okay.
Again, like I think in my dream I was getting ready to do this show. And the Browns had won 20-16, so they had staved off 0-16. They, of course, that didn't go their way. They ended up losing. I still think they covered, though, so at least they got that. So, but my dream didn't come true. And I've only had a handful of dreams really come true. The rest have been absolute garbage, and that was one of them. Can you interpret any more?
There was actually something on Twitter. I think it was probably a joke that there was going to be a parade.
Yes. Oh, no, there's going to be there's going to be a parade. Yeah, there's going to be a parade. There's a certain group of fans here that are going to have a 0-16 parade.
Well, that's making lemons from lemonade. I admire that on some level.
I'm not a fan. I got to admit.
Dream. I mean, they ended up losing 28-24 to the Steelers, but, you know, there's always next year, like I said.
Oh, well, there's only one way to go. You can't be worse than 0-16, Andrea.
Right. So there's
nowhere to go
but up, and we'll see what they end up with the draft choices. I know we discussed that yesterday.
Give me answers.
August 1763. Just real quick, Pluto making a harmonious aspect, trining his Mercury, powerful communicator, new opportunities to express his skills, good for tackling a demanding project.
Beautiful. Andrea, I got to run. You know I love you, and I thank you very much for the time. Virgo in service. Thank you, Andrea.
Yes, thanks. Happy New Year, Ken.
Happy New Year to you and yours.